Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. We were having some problems, but how be ever. We thank God. We thank God for you this day. We thank God for this minute, this opportunity that He has given us that we can come together. Yeah, come together and glorify Him and praise His holy name. Oh, yes, we thank Him today. We thank Him for you. If it had not been for Jesus, where would we be? Yeah, we glorify Him. Yeah, we exalt His holy name. Yes, 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 yes. We thank Him. We thank Him. No matter what's going on, we give praises to God. Oh, yeah. We thank Him. We glorify Him. Yeah, we lift Him up in the name of Jesus. Oh, and we thank Him for you. And we thank Him for you. Yes, 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 yes. We know that there are plenty of things that are going on in our lives, in our world, in our homes, in our families. But we should always, always acknowledge God. Knowing that He is the one who is the deliverer. He's the keeper. He's the sustainer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Huh? He can keep us when we can't keep ourselves. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jews first and also to the Greek. Romans 1 and 16. Hallelujah. Yes, we give praises to God. We give praises to God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, Lord, thanking you for this minute, for this opportunity that you've given us, that we can come together. We ask, Master, that you clear our heads, oh God. Open up our ears so we can understand, so we can receive. Open up our hearts, oh God, that we can get clarity, full clarity, what your word is saying to us today. And we're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen. And we thank God. Yeah, we thank Him. We thank Him. Truly, He is a mighty God. Angels do bow before Him. Heaven and earth adores Him continuously. What a mighty God, huh? What a mighty God. We're gonna go quickly into our word. We know that we just finished our word. Our word was talking about being calm, how to be calm, cool, and collected. And this week, we're going to move right on quickly into our word that God has given us. Yes, yes, yes. That is our word. So again, we want to just welcome you to Victorious Living, your host, Minister Janice Williams, and we are grateful today. We are grateful for all of you, the listeners, all over. Yeah. We give praises to God for you. Tara, that is our word, Tara. You know, we see that. We see it. We see it. It's prevalent all around us. Tara. The extreme fear, dread, horror, fright, fear, and trembling. The use of terror, it does intimidate people. It intimidates, yeah, it intimidates you. It makes you feel that you have no control over yourself as well as a situation. terrorism, the use of violence, and it intimidates. And the pursuit of gaining something. It could be anything that is trying to be gained. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. The pursuit. Mm-hmm. The pursuit of something. Yeah. Okay. The use of terrorists. It goes to the beginning of time. Yeah, we want to just to look and get a little history, bring a little clarity into where this actually originated. So it seems that terrorism, it goes back to the beginning of time. To the beginning of time. Look at that. To be terrorized. It didn't just start yesterday. It didn't start 2 years ago. It didn't start 10. It didn't start 50. But at the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. Beginning of time. Think about that. The beginning of time. So here tonight, we want to look at the book of Genesis. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 3. Yes. Genesis chapter 3. And we're going to start off with verse 1. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. We just give God all the praise. We give him all the honor. He is omnipotent. Oh, yes. He's worthy to be praised. And so we're going to look in at verse 1, and it says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman," that's verse 1, the serpent. Mm-hmm. The serpent here we see is getting ready to have a conversation. Uh-huh. He's getting ready to have a dialect. Yeah. And we know a lot of times there are dialects. But the thing is, who are we having our dialect with? It is so important. Yes. Yes, yes. It is so important. We see that it says, "Yea, had God said, ye shall not eat of everything, eat of every tree of the garden." Mm-hmm. That's in verse 1. And it said, look slowly, look very slowly how the terror, mm-hmm, is not immediately violent. It's not immediately violent. Mm-hmm. See, some terrorists are very calm, cool, and collected. They're very smooth. Yeah. Smooth talkers, smooth walkers. They even have a look of being very calm. Yeah. The scripture also goes so far as to tell us that some will appear as the angel of light. Mm-hmm. Look at this. Look at this. Go quickly to verse 2. And it says, "And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden." This is what the woman is saying. She's having a conversation, talking to the enemy, mm-hmm, talking with the terrorists. Yeah. Mm-hmm. "They are not your friends." No matter what it looked like, the enemy is not your friend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember that. They may come and they may appear to be very calm and they're relaxed and show love and be polite and show kindness, but they're not your friend. This is a disguise. Yes. Verse 3, and it says, "But the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." This is what, who is saying this? Eve. This is Eve, along with the serpent, having a conversation. Mm-hmm. So this is a problem. This is a problem right here. Right here. This is a problem. And this is a problem that we see today. We become so comfortable with sitting down and having a conversation with the enemy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we see this. We see this today. The terrorists, they enjoy watching us. Yeah, they watch us. They watch our tweets. They watch us on Instagram. They watch how we move into an era of self-destruction. Yeah, look at that. Yeah, look at that. Verse 4, and it says, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Listen to that. Now, she just said in verse 2, she just said what God said to her. Uh-huh. She was actually explaining to him sentence by sentence what God said not to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look at that. So we see in verse 4, the serpent says, you won't die. And he says it with a sis. Think about the snake, the sis, the sound. Think about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look at that. Who will you believe? Who will you believe? God has already told you what you should not do, but you prefer to sit and listen to the terrorists. You prefer to sit and listen to someone that's going to terrorize you for generations to come. Listen at that. Mm-hmm. Who caused this dilemma? Who did it? Do we talk too much? Do we talk too much to strangers? Do we talk to some of those who really don't know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And we allow them, us, their way, instead of we, the believers in Christ, teaching them our way. Mm-hmm. Could it be time to keep your mouth closed? Could it be time to shut up and be quiet and not hold a conversation with the terrorists? Mm-hmm. Look at this, and turn with me quickly in the book of Acts. Mm-hmm. Acts chapter 7 is where I'm going to go. And Acts chapter 7 is talking about Saul of Tarsus, how he hated the Christians. He made it his specific goal to capture them, to bring the Christians to a public trial, and sometime to execute the Christians. Terror by day, terror by night. The Christian had nowhere, no place to hide. Saul was present when the first Christian martyr named Stephen was terrorized, and he was killed by an angry mob. Now, this is violence at a higher level. Yeah, this is terror that will cause you to tremble. This is terror, the worst of its kind, to be mauled, mm-hmm, by a group, to be overtaken by a group. We see that Stephen, who is a martyr, is standing before the council, and he's standing there to instruct them what thus said the Lord. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. And it says here, he says, ye stiff-necked, you uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so did you. And they never want to hear anything of what God has to say. They never want to hear the truth. They never want to hear what the word is really saying. Yeah, they never want it. They never want to surrender to what God has to say. In verse 52, it says here, it says, which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted. This is what Stephen is saying to them. He's really charging to them. He's charging. Yeah, he's charging them. And he says, they have slain them with shrewd before all of the coming just ones, of whom ye have been now the betrayals and the murderers. Yes. Stephen is taking a stand. He's standing up for what? Righteousness. Standing up for righteousness. He's standing up and proclaiming what thus says the Lord. Yeah. Many times when the truth stares you in the face, you don't like what you see. Mm-hmm. You become totally rebellious. Yeah. Completely out the box. You become just completely absurd with hate and violence. Verse 53 says, you have received the law by the dispositions of the angels and have not kept it. You haven't even done that. You heard the law, but you refuse to even do that. For it says, when they heard these things, they were cut. They were cut into the hearts, and they gashed at Stephen. They gashed at him with their teeth. They were angry. Yeah, they were violent. You could see the hate. Oh, you could see it. It was in their eyes. Yes, yes. Stephen, who was standing to proclaim what thus said the Lord. Glory to God. Yeah, verse 55, and it says he brings full of the Holy Spirit, looking up. Yeah, looking up. Steadfast unto the heavens, and saw that the glory of God, and Jesus was standing at the right hand of God. While this was going on, while he was under this attack, while he was being mobbed, Stephen, being a martyr as he was, looked to the heavens. He looked to the Father. He looked to our Father. Look at that. Yeah. Looking up to God as he was stoned by the terrors, as he was bitten and stoned. Verse 56 says, behold, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, glory. 57 says, and then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with on one accord. It was like they all said, charge, charge, charge. And they all ran upon Stephen with stones and began to beat him. Terror? Violence? Is this terrorists? Were they terrorists? Yes. Hate? Discord? All working together. Everyone. Mm-hmm. Hate. Evil deeds were present. 58 says they cast him out of the city and stoned him. The witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name just so happened was Saul. Are you listening to me? Saul. Mm-hmm. He removed him. They removed him from the city and continue to murder him. Terrorists at great length. Terrorists at work. Terrorists. Yeah. 59 says, they stoned him. Stephen called upon God. Yeah. And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to receive his spirit. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. Same as our Lord and Savior Jesus did at the cross for us. For us. Verse 60 says, he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, laying not this sin to their charge, when he said that he felt dead. He was dead after he said Don't judge them. Look at that. Look at the martyr. Look at the terrorist. All at work. The martyr, always thinking of others. The martyr, yeah, never worrying or caring about oneself. Stephen, terrorist at work. Yeah, can see this today. We see the terrorist at work. Hate, evil, discords, refusing to accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, refusing to know anything about God, our Savior, the Son of Man, the Son of God, refusing, rejecting Him at all costs. Yes. God, our Father, has prepared a place. He has prepared a place for us. Yes. Mm-hmm. He loves us. He loves us so much. And He, too, gave up His life. Yeah. Stephen gave up his life for the cause, but God gave His life up for mankind. Are you listening to me? He gave it up for us. He gave it up for you. He gave it up for you. Yes, Stephen, for the love of Christ. Jesus, He came to redeem man. Glory to God. To redeem man. To redeem. The terrorists, the attack. Yeah, terrorists with Eve will last for a lifetime. By her having the conversation with the terrorist was plotting, the terrorist was planning. The serpent was not her friend. There was a reason behind it. And as we know, and we do know that the end of the story, she learns that he was not her friend. So many times we cannot talk to everybody. Growing up as kids, we were taught not to talk to strangers. We don't talk to strangers. See, we don't talk to anyone that hasn't gone through our family, that hasn't been spoken with through our parents. We don't engage. But Eve felt comfortable with talking to the serpent. Yeah, the serpent, who represent terrorists, who represent the attack, yes, all because of one conversation with the enemy. Help us, God. We need help because we talk too much. We talk too much. And many times we're talking and we're talking to our enemy. And we learn later that that was not our friend talking to the terrorists, talking to someone who will later on turn on us and cause violence. Yeah, talking to that smooth talker. Yeah, the one that comes as a light. Yes, looking good in a nice suit. With those fancy words. Yes. Not realizing that that is the terrorist who has come to terrorize a generation. Many generations to come. Yes. And we see with Stephen. Yes. Look at Stephen. He was the great martyr. He stood for what thus said the Lord. He stood and proclaimed what the Lord had said. Yes. He had no desire to back down. But the terrorists, they were looking at him. They were plotting. They were planning. They were just waiting for their opportunity to stone Stephen to death. Yes. And so, yes, he did later repent But look at how many Christians that he had murdered. Look at how many he had put in prison. Look about the children that were terrorized. Glory to God. Yes. Yes. So where are we today? So where are we in all of this? Where are we? We trust God. Mm-hmm. And we be led. We should be led by the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Yes. He is our light. Yeah. Wherever our foot treads, he is our light. Yes. And we should walk by faith and not by sight, and believing what God says for us and not what man has to say. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, Master, for this word. We know, Master, that your word is true, and that we should always trust and believe in you. Yes. No matter what come, no matter what comes upon us in our walk with you, help us to just trust and believe in you. And if it becomes necessary to be quiet, teach us how to shut up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We look forward to having you back with us on next Friday. And, of course, on Sunday evenings from 7 to 8 o'clock, God's Favorite Ministry with Pastor Vivian George. Yes, yes. It is truly a blessing to be with you this evening. But remember that terrorism is all around. Yeah. Violence in many ways is all around. But we trust God. Yeah. We trust him. He has the hedges of protection. Glory to God. He has the hedges of protection around his people. Glory to God. And all we have to do is seek him. Ask him for guidance. Ask him. And he will lead and guide us to all truths. Amen. Amen. Trust God. That is our word for you this day. Amen.